And all day today, we've been following Hillary Clinton's testimony on Capitol Hill at a congressional hearing looking at the 2012 attack on the American diplomatic mission in Benghazi, Libya. Four Americans were killed in that attack, including the U.S. ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens. Here's the Benghazi Select Committee's chair, Trey Gowdy, a Republican from South Carolina, opening the hearing.
Madam Secretary, I understand there are people, frankly, in both parties who have suggested that this investigation is about you. Let me assure you it is not, and let me assure you why it is not. This investigation is about four people who were killed representing our country on foreign soil.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving has been following the hearing today along with us, and he's back with us. Ron, is that your sense so far, that this investigation is about the attack, or does it seem like it's about Hillary Clinton?
There has certainly been a great deal of attention paid to both. We've talked a lot about what happened in Benghazi that day, September 11th, 2012. We have talked even more about the reaction of the Secretary of State and the State Department more generally to that attack. We've talked at great length about how the Secretary of State had set up security arrangements or what involvement she may have had with security arrangements. Many of the questions have gone back through the months and years around this particular date, before this particular date, and what might have been done to better protect these people. And then, of course, we moved on to the subject of the emails that went in and out of Hillary Clinton's personal server and what they may tell us about what her real interests and concerns might have been with respect to that event in Benghazi, and also with respect to how it was explained to the public in the days immediately after that attack in September in the middle of a presidential campaign.
Well, let's listen to one of the exchanges today. This is Georgia Republican Lynn Westmoreland asking Hillary Clinton about why Ambassador Stevens didn't have Clinton's personal email address to ask for additional security. Here it is.
He asked numerous times for extra protection. Now, if I had been Mr. Stevens, and I think anybody out there or anybody watching this would agree, if I had been Mr. Stevens and I'd had a relationship with you and I had requested 20 or more times for additional security to protect not only my life but the people that were there with me, I would have gotten in touch with you some way. I would have let you know that I was in danger. And if the situation had deteriorated to a point, I needed you to do something. Did he have your personal email?
Congressman, I do not believe that he had my personal email. He had the email, and he had the direct line to everybody that he'd worked with for years. He had been posted with officials in the State Department. They had gone through difficult, challenging, dangerous assignments together. He was in constant contact with people. Yes, he and the people working for him asked for more security. Some of those requests were approved, others were not.
Ron, what are Republicans trying to prove here? That Hillary Clinton deliberately did something that led to the death of Chris Stevens, or that there was incompetence at play here? What are they trying to show?
Not that it was deliberate in a forethought sort of sense, but that there had not been enough attention paid to the direct requests made to the State Department, not specifically to Hillary Clinton, but up the channels, up the chain of command, asking for more security in Libya for State Department personnel in general, not necessarily specifically in Benghazi, but also in Libya, that is to say also in Tripoli, the actual capital of Libya, where the embassy was, and for people traveling around in the country, which would include Chris Stevens then going to Benghazi in September of 2012. He was practicing what has been described here in the hearing today as expeditionary diplomacy, where he doesn't stay within the walled compound in this national capital, but goes out and actually sees what's going on in the country. And that was the kind of incident, that was the kind of expedition that he was pursuing when this incident, this tragic incident, took his life.
And we know that at that compound in Benghazi, there were only a handful of American security agents to defend Chris Stevens and the other American who was there, Sean Smith, when attackers, dozens, maybe 100 attackers came and attacked that diplomatic compound in Benghazi. Is there any new information about the actual attack that has come out today, Ron?
Not that I would describe as truly new. We have had much more focus on the initial explanation that came from many of the people in the Obama administration having to do with a video that had been shown on Egyptian television, which is also seen in Libya, and which was inflaming crowds of protesters in many parts of the Middle East. It was a video that was insulting to the Prophet Muhammad, and it was associated to some degree with the U.S., and therefore there were these riots. There was some thinking and some information was put out regarding this to suggest that that riot in Benghazi, or some of that kind of rioting, took place in Benghazi and led to the death of the ambassador. It was later clear, it was clear at some point during that week, and this is very much in dispute, that the rioting, while it was real, was not responsible for what happened in Benghazi. What happened in Benghazi was an organized terrorist attack.
And the point of bringing that up, Ron, is to show that in the Republicans' view that the Obama administration did not want to say that this was a terrorist attack, that this was a random act of violence instead.
As you may recall, in the debate between Mitt Romney, the Republican nominee, and President Obama that very fall, there was a lot of back and forth about when exactly this attack had been described as a terrorist attack and whether or not the administration had tried to cover it up, in a sense, by making it look like something other than a terror attack. Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, is the head of the House Freedom Caucus, was very pointed in questioning Secretary Clinton, suggesting that it was all a kind of political cover-up to protect President Obama and support the political line that Osama bin Laden is dead, al-Qaeda is on the run, the president's anti-terror policies are working.
A lot of politics in this, Ron, and a lot of details, and we thank you for clearing them up as best you can for us today. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, as we watch the Clinton hearings on Capitol Hill, you can watch live at our website, hereandnow.org. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.